The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's good to be back live this week. We had a nice break, much needed break. It's been fun around here. So I just want to say it's good to be back with you. And I'm kind of excited about sharing this with you today, because it's really a goal that we have while we live here on Earth, is to align with our soul and our heart. And the energy that we have coming in with the new moon in July, on July 20, will encourage this. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and what the angels' insights, or how they have brought messages to share with you on that today. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, it's been interesting around here. I will tell you, we've had some major lightning storms around my area. And for the last 3 days, I kept losing my air conditioning, and you realize how much that's comfortable when you don't have it when the heat index is 114. So we had that going on for the last couple of days, and they were even here yesterday working on that. So hopefully it's resolved, but yeah, we're having fun time here. It's been interesting. I hope everyone is doing well, and you're handling and finding your way through your own challenges. We've certainly had ours here, so I just want you to know we're all going through that one way or the other. I want to welcome everyone. If you are joining me over in the YouTube chat, hello. Good to see you guys over there. Some familiar faces. Welcome to the show, guys. If you have questions and you're over in the live chat, just throw them in there, because we want to work with that today a little bit, with angels and how they can help us. So a lot of times when you're asking a question in the show, there's other people listening that can relate, you know. It helps other people too. So your questions help somebody else. But we want to keep it related to the topic best we can, so we can get this message over. So if you are listening or watching on Facebook, welcome. Our network, Transformation Talk Radio, is streaming it over there for us. So welcome over there. And if you're just listening to audio or in the archive, welcome. Because, you know, it just is a privilege, and I feel very honored to be able to provide this for you every week. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and thank you for the positive feedback, the questions, what you want to learn about, things like that. Help me help you. So I'm all about that. I love that for you. So let me know what it is you have going on out there. So let's get started. We want to look at the July new moon. There's two angels we're going to work with today, Archangel Haniel and Archangel Shamuel. Haniel is very good when it comes to the moon cycles, anything lunar, intuitive, spirituality, your feelings. And so Haniel's going to be very good to work with, and has been for a few weeks now, with the moon cycles, especially because this is the second new moon in the sign of Cancer. And when we have a moon in the sign of Cancer, we feel things more. That's a sign where you really get to where you're feeling. This helps us. Some people go, oh, no, I don't want to be all emotional. It actually helps us, because when we can feel what our heart's passion is, we can feel what's really, you know, deep inside us, you're listening and you can feel and connect with your soul easier. That's what we want to do. We want to align with our soul's intention of why we're here anyway. What is it we wanted to accomplish when we got here? And some people go, how do you align with your soul? How do you do that? Connecting with your heart. What do you feel in your heart that is just bringing joy? I want to bring a couple of examples that are really good and that have worked very well for me. So you can try them, see if they work for you. I share things that I've tried that have worked for me, that I've had experience with. If I can't relate, how can I tell you to do that? So, I mean, when I share things with you, it's something that I have experienced or I've seen numerous times work with other people that I've helped, things like that. But one of the things that Haniel brought to my attention, and it was actually this morning, she brought to my attention, when you are going through the challenges, and we all are, because 2020 is very transformative, we are constantly being thrown out of the comfort zone. We are, you know, learning. We feel like we've got it together. And then we, you know, it's just confusing out there right now with things. It's not just you. We're all in this. It's take a step back and ground. And Haniel reminded me, take a deep breath. And when you feel anxiety building, or you feel the tension or the stress, blood pressure going up, things like that, which you don't want. What is it in your life that you absolutely love doing? And what can happen when you're in a state of spinning like that? You're trying to jump through the hoops. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. You feel like, oh, I so badly want to get back to my gardening, but I just don't have time. I got to get all these other things done. It would actually benefit you to take a deep breath and stop. And instead of trying to tick all those boxes that are causing all the stress, stop and take a time out and go be in your garden. Being in your garden, and this is just an example. You may have something else you do. I love gardening and I love nature. So nature speaks to me a lot with, you know, spirit will come to me, the power animals, the spirit guides. That's where I can get in touch. So I can share that example very easily. But if you are feeling that state of stress, for me, I go out and I'm in my garden. I'm working with my plants. And for some people, they're like, oh, that's, you know, well, around here in the last few days, it was the same temperature inside as it was outside. So it really didn't matter where I was. I was going to be warm anyway. And you find that it grounds you. So for some people, it might be you play a musical instrument. Or some people, it may be, because music has frequency that really helps. Some people, it's journaling. Some people, it's an art or a craft. I do the same thing when I paint at the easel. It's just not really for anybody, but to just help me ground. And some people, it's just taking a walk or a run. But for me, one of the things that I really connect and get back in alignment with is just being in that natural setting. Now, why the natural setting? You could just go for a walk or be out in nature. And when you are aligning and you're grounding in nature, you are connecting with the electromagnetic field of the earth, which helps to calibrate you and get you back in here grounded and in the now, back in your body. Because we can sometimes find that we're getting scattered in our mind and our thinking, and we're forgetting things, or we're losing and misplacing things because we're getting overwhelmed. Grounding can nip that in the bud so fast. And I really wanted to bring attention to that today. And Haniel reminded me to bring that up and has brought it up for me in the last couple of days too, which was good, you know. If I had a time where I was really feeling it and I was getting frustrated, and then I go out and I do that, I completely come back in and all that feeling was gone. I was recalibrated. I was reset. It was like hitting my reset button. It was wonderful. There's so many different ways, but the thing is, that's an example of what works for me. It might be something else that works for you. When I was young, I play piano, and I was in music a lot. That was one of the things that really helped me when I was a child and I was going through tough things, especially in my teenage years. I would come home from school and I would just sit at that piano and play all the classicals all over and over and over again. didn't realize back then that the classicals were really a great frequency of music when connecting with angels. I still listen to classical music all the time. I absolutely love classical music, actually, especially when I'm focusing or doing something creative. That's just how it works for me. So I'm sharing that. So what you want to do is take that advice that Haniel has brought to my attention to share with you and look in your life, like, what does that for you? And you got to watch that little tripwire. I call it the tripwire. Watch that, because when you are in that state of stress and anxiety and things are happening, you may feel, I want to go work on my craft and I don't have time. And I really want to go do this, but I can't. I got it all. You would do better to break it up and take the breaks. I mean, there is something to taking those breaks in the middle of a workday. It really, there is a reasoning to that, you know, and sometimes we deny ourselves that break. The mental break can help you, and you'll actually go back and be more productive and finish what you were trying to stumble through. I really highly recommend you give that a try. A lot of us that are now working from home and we didn't before, you know, and you're adjusting to all that. I was anyway. Okay. So I had moved all of mine that way several years ago, but there's, and you know, you calibrate, but if you got thrown into that this year because of the situation out there, you know, you were getting adjusted to that and kids being home from school and things like that. And, you know, it was just an adjustment because now it's like, oh, I had a routine and I had it. We had to learn how to focus a new way. We had to learn how to find our focus again. I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm wondering what works for you? What works for you? What would bring you back like that? But the tendency in the tripwire is, I don't have time to go do it. Actually, that's your clue. And what I want to reiterate to you is when you feel like that, like I would love to do that, but I just don't have time. That's probably exactly what you need to take 15, 30 minutes, an hour, do it, then come back to the job. I highly recommend it. And Haniel recommended it to me, and it was wonderful because I asked. I was even feeling it. And it was like, oh, of course, yes. Totally huge difference. Huge. It was like a night and day difference. It just aligns you back into the natural energy and the flow you want to be in. So aligning with your soul is a big deal because this helps you to align with your soul. We're going to go into that a little bit deeper and what to expect with energies, with what's going on in astrology here for the next couple of weeks with the new moon. Remember, new moons are new beginnings. So that's what we want to work with what does this new moon bring and how can we work with this and how can we align with our soul? There's a lot of peace and comfort in aligning with your soul, higher self, your highest truth, just that inner part of you that you know is the truth for you. People are always yearning for that, or how do they do that? Well, we're actually going to talk about that a little bit today because this energy can help you. So we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to really start diving into this, and I'm looking forward to sharing this with you because this really brought a lot of comfort to me and peace and really helped me in the last few days when I was, 114 is pretty hot to not have your AC working where I live. So yeah, and we're averaging 106, 107 every day right now. Then that one day goes out and I'm like, really? Okay. What's the challenge here? You know what I did with that? I asked because I said, what do we do with this? And the challenge was to help. I actually was working with meditation to just help calm and cool my body so it wouldn't get more ramped up. I went, wow, okay, well, let's take that opportunity to do that. So there's always something you can find to work with to positively get through different situations. We're pretty spoiled. There's a lot of people out there that don't have any. I mean, some people don't have it at all. So it really brought me to a state of gratitude as well. And then I found myself through. So we had some pretty serious lightning that was hitting all around in the backyard. So that was, you know, intense. Yeah. And we had a couple of them like that. So, but you know, all is well, all is well. I grew, my spirit connected. We're good to go. So I'm going to take the quick break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we are going to start talking about this Cancer new moon. So it's in the sign of Cancer, which means we'll feel it. It will be on July 20th. It might be different times. You have to check your time zone, but new moon on July 20th. So this is the second one. The first one, and I want you to try to think back. The first one was on June 21st. We had a Cancer new moon. That one was also an eclipse. So that was a solar eclipse. So this one's just a regular new moon, but it's a continuation. It might feel like we're continuing from June 21, but we should start to begin to feel like we're starting to understand something a little bit more. There'll still be some confusion in there, yes, and I'm going to explain why. It's not as intense as the one we had a month ago. It's not that intense, but it still brings a wave of, if you feel restrictive or intense or harsh, you know, there's some Mars energy floating around out there too. That's kind of an intense one. And I remember I told you a couple weeks ago in that show or last week that's a September, that one will ramp up a bit. But if you feel like you've been held back in some way, you might feel that a little bit right now. Here's the thing. We're learning how to find what it restricts us. We're learning how to find how we hold ourselves back. Saturn is in this a little bit, and Saturn makes us take responsibility for ourselves. So there's a little bit of that influence in there. This isn't really a bad thing at all, because this moon will help us feel it, and working with Archangel Haniel will help us to, you know, tune into that inner voice, that intuition we have. We can discover things that we weren't realizing we were doing. What are we doing that's causing the holdup? Why do we feel restrictive? Why do we feel held back? There's things that are happening. I mean, with so much going on, yes. I mean, I've felt that a little bit in some areas too, but they start to feel like they're going to move. It might feel like it's moving slow, but it'll start. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. One of the main goals here, and this is where Archangel Shamuel can help with this entire experience here, with this energy, is this isn't about, okay, if you work in an office and you're doing all the clerical work or the administration, and you're making plans and you're making budgets and you're making spreadsheets and you're doing all that and you're organizing the plan for the year, this energy isn't about all of that extra organizing as much as it is aligning with your highest, truest self. This energy. And so if you're trying to do the other, you do it, and we have to in our jobs, and it's part of life. But if you're not realizing that this energy is going to pull you in a different direction, more inward, more on a spiritual side to help you align and connect, you really want that. That's what's going to help you make decisions, the heart-based decisions that will work for you moving forward. This energy is going to feel more about aligning, not making another organized, you know, plan. I know. So you're like, all right, whoa, you know, and it's more of a surrendering to the energy of what is going to play out for our individual lives. That doesn't mean, oh no, I'm scared. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Haniel helps you pick up those nuances about this is where you want to go, because that's why you're here. You want to do that. I mean, the soul is calling all of us to just really connect so we can do that participation of why we're here to begin with. So this energy is going to feel more inward, spiritual. You're going to feel drawn to go to those heart passions and those things you truly want to do and align in what brings that peace to you. And that's what you want to make sure you give some time to. And when you put that intention out, see, intentions are very powerful. We've talked about that. But when you have those intentions, and you may feel like I'm trying and I feel scattered, remember, find that activity that helps you ground and just find your center. That's what you want to do. Meditation is phenomenal for that too. And if you're one that, you know, it's hard for you to sit and focus, then do a active meditation, what I call an active meditation, walking or whatever. But this is a watery, emotional kind of sign, Cancer sensitive. So it will be more about aligning with those heart passions. You'll feel more about what's important. Your priorities will start to show, and they may be different than what you were doing before. Maybe that's what was getting in the way. I mean, when you align with your highest, truest self, which is just going and being in that state that brings you that smile to your face, that peacefulness, that calming in the storm, now you're in alignment. It's not any harder than that. We make it harder because we sometimes try to approach an inward spiritual activity like you would in a physical. You know, it's not like that. Sometimes we just, it's a just being, just allowing it, just getting, instead of resisting, instead of trying to control every outcome of everything that happens, you'll feel that if you try to, that's where you'll feel restrictive or frustrated. This is more about just letting it all go, going with the flow, not trying to control it, just connecting with what feels right for you inside, what brings you that peacefulness. If you even, you know, even if you feel lost, discouraged, just find a way to bring that hope that's always residing within your heart and in your soul. Your soul, your truest self, is not worried about all this stuff and how it unfolds. It knows your plan. So you do want to connect with that. That's my personal opinion. I strongly recommend it. Everybody's got their own way of approaching this. So I don't think that there's a right or wrong way. It's what works for you. I share what I've experienced. But when you just stop trying to make it go a certain way, which is really more coming from the fear that our ego and our physical experience has, and you just let go and let it lead you, and you're connecting with your soul and your heart. It's heart-centered. And for some that like control and like to know the outcome of everything, they find that that's hard at times, because now you realize, what are you learning from that? You're learning that, well, I'm not exactly trusting myself very well. See, Saturn being in the mix of this is going to remind us and show us with this energy combined together. It's actually a good thing to help us pinpoint the areas where we hold ourselves back, how we get in our own way, and how to let it go. So I like that part. I mean, Saturn can be intense. That's the stern teacher, you know, but it is active during this new moon. But don't take that as a negative. It's currently retrograde, and it'll make its way back into the sign of Capricorn. But it's going to be opposite of the moon. Saturn will be opposite of the moon in astrology. So that's where that restrictive feeling comes from that you might have a sense of. It won't stay there forever, but it is a presence that helps you. You know what? You need to slow down. You need to ground. It kind of reminds us to pull back and reflect. And okay, if I feel like I'm not moving, why? You need to know what's in the way. This helps us do that and take responsibility for things like that. If you're feeling restless, grounding yourself, whatever it takes, rooting into your present, be in your now. So I'm going to go over. I see some things popping up. Let's see what's going over here in the chat. We have some questions popping up. I want to welcome everyone. So we have, yes, Karen, I do. I appreciate your comments. Yes. She hikes the canyon. Nice. And breaking old patterns is difficult. It is, because it's like a habit. You know, it's like, you know, we get in that rut. Exactly. But yes, you absolutely can do it. So good comment. Maddie, having trouble feeling trapped in a career that's out of alignment, especially in such uncertain times. Do the angels have any advice for breaking out of that? Trying to stay positive. It's been tough. Yeah, this actually, you know, your questions always align with what the topic is. I love that. Actually, that's what we are talking about how to do. Because the out of alignment feeling, look, when I ask Haniel about this, because Haniel's very strong for the show today, Shamuel is the one step at a time. Don't try to do too many multitasking things if it's not getting you anywhere. I mean, multitasking is important in jobs, I know. But if you find you're not getting any of them accomplished, pull it back and try one at a time. In your personal life, you can do whatever you want. Remember that. Just because you can't maybe at the job, you can in your personal life. But there is a out of alignment you're feeling in the career. That means your soul is pulling you and you're feeling the restriction there. That's the restriction we're talking about. It is hard to stay positive, but it's not impossible. We just have to keep reconnecting with it. So Haniel is saying to me, look at why. You know, if you are not feeling in alignment with the energy of the job, you're looking to ask the question specifically with the angels, should I just pull back and take a deep breath? So some of this for you, Maddie, would be that letting go of, okay, well, what do I do instead? It's a natural thing to feel. It is. It's like, okay, but what do I do instead? Well, where do I go? What do I do? This is this energy, this message is letting it go of how the outcome is and trusting that your soul will guide you. Your soul will get you where you need to be. So if that's a restriction there, there might be good reason for that. There might be just it because you don't, if that's not in alignment with your soul, you won't want to stay there, right? It's going to point that out to you. So of course you can always put the energy into, okay, well, let me figure out something else. And it doesn't mean you just stop and you don't do anything. You listen to the signs and you look for the direction and the guidance as it comes up, one step at a time. Remember, Archangel Shamuel, this is a two-step to this process right now. Her question is very good, and it will relate to pretty much all of us. Haniel's message is, we want to go with the flow. We want to let go. We want to be back in alignment with our soul. So things that feel restrictive may be trying to fall out of our life or need to change in some way. Then we go, well, okay, let's try to make it happen. Watch out for trying to control how it happens. That's where it will get even more frustrating. And then you go into the one step at a time, because once we align and we go, all right, I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to trust. Gosh, this is really hard. I get it, guys. I know. This is hard. How do I just let it go and trust? But as soon as you do that, Shamuel is there saying, okay, one step at a time, I'm going to show you and guide you back to where you want to be. And this is a decision you make on your own. Remember, the Saturn energy is in there kind of causing some of that frustration, but it's to point out where there's issues that need resolving, not to cause problems for you, just to point them out. So if you feel it in certain areas, that's why. So I know, but that's where it is, Maddie. Hello to Drema. Welcome to the show. Hello and love and light bright back to you. Robin, I'm wondering if there is any guidance on my work career change, trying to enjoy the now of the job, but it's not fulfilling. Same thing, Robin. It's probably you're feeling the stagnation because that's the prompting within the soul. And this is my intake on this, okay? Because I've asked the angels about that, and the guidance for work career change, you are in the process of it, but there's something to resolve. So what I'm feeling for you is there's a patience that's probably wearing thin, I'm sure. It feels like it's stagnant to you. Like you just, it's not, that is a sign. I have felt that way before, and it can kind of make you feel down in the dump sometimes when it's not as exciting as it used to be. That's because the soul compass is redirecting you and you're looking for that excitement. So you're looking to explore different things that do excite you. And it may not be anything you've done in the past. It might be completely different. This is a good learning phase for you while we're all in this weird in between everything with what's going on in the world. All these different shifts. I know that I've had to do that. And I've got surprises for you guys coming because I've been working really hard. You're probably wondering, when are you going to put anything else out? I am. I've been working on it. It's coming soon. So, but you are looking to just, you need, it's more like be and ask specific, why do I feel not satisfied with this anymore? Is it something in particular or is it a common feeling? Is it, you know, things like that. It may be that you're just ready to learn something brand new. Sometimes we just get bored. Our minds are stimulated by learning and growth. And I find that even if you stayed in the job for a while, but you explored and learned something new, it brings back that momentum and that excitement. And it satisfies that. That's what I'm picking up for you. And that did come from Haniel. Okay, that did come from Haniel. Let's see. Journey to Becoming Me. I have been shocked at how strong the spiritual connection can be with gardening. Have tried for several years. No luck. But this year, my veggies are growing and thriving, and I am connecting. Oh, that's awesome. And you know what? I've noticed that, too. The plants. I know. The plants are really... I have a story with that, okay? And this is a good example. I have had that experience. Oh, you just gave me chills. That's really cool. I had a celery plant. You know how you buy the celery? I always buy everything organic. I buy the celery and, you know, you keep the little stump and you just replant that. Have you ever done that? You can just replant root crops like that, or the things that have the roots at the base. You can do it with celery, lettuce, things like that. I do that and it's just fun. You put it in a glass till it roots, then you put it in a pot. Well, I had done two of them last fall, like in September. And this one in particular, and they're both organic ones, was a bit dominating. I mean, the personality of the plant was just being heard. I have had that experience with trees before, never had it with a celery plant. This one was really strong and dominating and pretty much wiped out the second one. Second one just couldn't handle it. I end up taking this one and it outgrew its pot. I put it in a bigger pot, a big one like you would grow a big tomato plant in. And it got to be almost 3.5-4 feet tall and huge around, like crazy big, like a big beach ball. And this thing was thriving. And so I started calling it Celery Tree. We started calling it Mr. Celery. It was dominating over top my tomato plants. And I'm thinking, what is it with the celery? And it's an organic one and I grow organic, but this celery was strong. It's still going. And in my area, this is not the time of year for celery. It usually bolts and it's done. But you wanna enjoy. See, we've actually totally enjoyed this personality of this celery. It's still out there. I've trimmed it. I've cut a few stalks. I've used it. It doesn't want to go anywhere. It's staying. It like oversees his minions of tomato plants. So I know that's this is how I get out there and I just enjoy life. And it sounds really silly to some if they're not into gardening. It doesn't matter. It brings joy to my heart. And I've had plants just so connect with me like that. So it's really amazing. So enjoy that. She's saying during gardening time, I feel like there's a lot of love and positive things in our futures for the world. There is hope. Just let it go. Exactly. Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what we were talking about. There is. That is the message. Let it go. Let it go. That's what they're saying. This is a surrendering to align with what brings that joy to you. So we're talking about gardening because we had that in common. Not everybody does gardening. What is it that just brings that to you? Some people, it might be woodworking. It might be, you know, whatever it is you do. Just, you know, maybe it's just being out in nature. Nature really does help cleanse, because when you connect with Earth, it pulls energies. It clears your energy, by the way. The electromagnetic field of the Earth will clear your energy. So that's why you'll see in some write-ups that they'll say, walk barefoot if you can. You don't have to walk barefoot. It might not be a good place for you to walk barefoot, but just connecting and being in it. I connect with all of it and it brings me a lot of joy. I feel that there's nothing to be afraid of. That's exactly the point. I absolutely love that. Haniel's saying that. Shamuel's saying, don't worry about it. This is a time, this energy from this new moon is all about letting go, surrendering to whatever is going to play out for you. It doesn't mean you just stop doing anything. Here's the thing. If you stop trying to force things to happen or trying to control how it happens, now it can unfold for you and show you options, opportunities, different directions that you may have missed. You may not have realized, oh, I didn't even think of that. That's a good idea. I found two or three while my AC was out during that challenge. Okay. That's kind of hot. Yes. So, but you can do it. You can absolutely do it. Shamuel says, okay, as soon as you align with that and you let it go and you quit trying to make anything happen, it calms a lot of the tension down. Trying to make things happen causes so much stress and really is quite unproductive. Once you are in alignment and you start to feel like, oh, I don't have so much. It's not overwhelming me like it did. Shamuel slows that down to where you can look at one step at a time. Very good, especially in jobs or any kind of new direction you're going, or you're trying to find a new job, you're trying to do some training. You're just trying to find what it is that you want to do one step at a time. Enjoy the process of learning something new, of being back in alignment. There is nothing greater than feeling all of that tension and that pressure come off. It's not good for you physically. We all know that. Blood pressure soars. That's not good for anybody. Tension and stress are tough. Wears down your immune system. We don't want that either. No. So look at all the benefits you get from just letting this all go and stop trying to control so much of it. And I've had to be careful of that too. We all have that tendency because we all have the physical ego personality side of us in this physical world that's used to doing things like that. And then we sometimes go, well, I want to take action. Yeah, you take action, but it's more like let the soul lead you and show you where to take action, not take action and then go, well, I'll connect with that when I have time. And you're still in the stress mode, because as soon as you're in that mode, that's a lower frequency. That's not a higher frequency. We're working to be in a higher frequency that's more in balance with, you know, our bodies. You're going to be healthier. Your mind will be clearer. You'll be more productive. You'll have more energy. All of that happens. So that's good. That's good. So where else are we with questions? Let's see. You're welcome, Robin. Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Don't be discouraged by the stagnation that you're feeling, Robin. You're in an evolving, it's working itself out. But at the same time, if you don't, you know, don't overthink and can be so concerned about that part, you know, the boredom part, like the part that's not exciting. Just look and enjoy what does bring joy to you, and then it will open up those doors, and then you'll start to see that. Journey to becoming me. That is awesome. I feel like the belief in their growth is actually helping them grow. Yes. Yes. And they feel love and energy from us, and they're giving it back to us. The plant, I've noticed that with the plants I've got. I was having a problem with, because I'm organic gardening, I had a little bit of a problem with, you know, those little gnats, you know, getting into something. And I'm like, okay, let's get my apple cider vinegar cups out. Come on, guys. You know, I use diatomaceous earth. And that works. I use everything natural, but I asked for some help with the angels, and then I had a nice little lizard come in and took care of the problem. And he just came up and he looked at me and he goes, I hear you need some help. I really felt that energy come from this lizard, the little gecko lizard. And I said, oh, are you here to help me with these bugs? That's awesome. Eat away. And within 2 days, my problem is gone. So I asked, and, you know, if you work with nature, they work with you. Let's see. This is also a journey to becoming me. Let me look at my time. There we go. I almost feel like the reason the COVID crisis happened was because gentle nudges to look inward, to connect, to let it go wasn't working. We almost had to be forced to be still. I felt that too, because what I do is when you have the challenge happen is, well, what can we learn from it? Okay, we're in this. What can we learn from it? And that's what we do. And that's a very positive approach because I did that too. And I felt like, well, it is an opportunity to go inward. I mean, look at all the families that were together because all the kids were staying home and everybody's working from home, which was probably a bit of an adjustment because they're not used to all the different distractions in the house, and you had to adjust and everybody had to kind of work that out. But families were together more. I would have never taken the time to focus on my gardening instead of trying to hurry up with it as if it was just another task. I had to hurry up and get done. Yes, that's a good point. Now, we're using that gardening as an example, but whatever it is in your life that you were just rushing through, like you're just... Think about it with the kids at home and you're working from home. Instead of rushing all those lunches and hurrying them up and getting them to school, you're actually having breakfast together. You're actually getting to know each other in the relationships. You're actually learning what's going on with the other person. And then you're learning, if you're by yourself, I'm by myself or I'm with my dog. My dog and I, wow, our relationship's amazing. But we connect. And let me tell you, she knows when the storms are coming way before it shows up on the weather map. And she's very demanding. It's like, we need to get into the safe place. And if I'm not, I mean, does anybody else get in trouble with their dog? Does anybody else get scolded? I do. If I don't listen, and she's communicating very clearly. But when you're so busy that you don't have time to listen to, like, things like that, like animals, nature, or your children, or your own spouse, or your family, or just a friend, or anything, maybe not even listening to yourself. All of this helps us regain that inner connection, where now you're more aware. You have more of an awareness of what's going on around you. You're awakening. This is a very spiritual but inward aha, like, oh gosh, I was so busy. I was spinning around going in 50 different directions. Didn't even realize that was right there. That kind of thing. That's a big deal. Now, we've all experienced change this year. All of us. Major. And it took a few months, but I'm finally seeing where I can redirect, and I'm excited about it. So that's what I've been working on. What have you been doing? What have you figured out? I mean, here's the part about life that is part more of an acceptance and surrender to. We have to accept all the parts of life, the good, the not so good, the crazy parts, the pain, the chaos, all of it. It's all part of the life, and all of it teaches us, and all of it brings something. We learn discernment from challenges. We learn, okay, I tried that, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to move on. Okay? Things like that are not failure. Things are, you're experiencing life as part of the journey, all of it. All these different parts of life bring something that help us. But if you approach and all you see is everything's attacking you, you're still in a kind of a victim mode, like everything's happening to you. No. It's more, what can I learn from this? Honestly, if you have to put that on a sticky note or a reminder or anything on your calendar to remind you of that, put it out there, because that's one of the best things. What can I learn from this challenge is one of the best lessons I have ever learned in my entire life. When I started to accept and go with that, even with the tough things that happen, and sometimes I'm crying and I'm frustrated, and you'll feel anger and you'll feel all those emotions. They can't be denied. They have to be processed, accepted as part of you, and then you release them. That's completely different from holding it, and it builds. And now you feel it constantly, and you're miserable, and everybody, all these people you're upset with, you're the only one hurting because they're not feeling it, things like that. So there's a lot that you can do positively with things like this. Remember, this isn't about struggling. This energy's, and I'm running close on time, so I want to wrap this up. This energy is not about struggling. This energy is about aligning. It's not about working harder. Have you ever heard that? Don't work harder, work smarter. This is more like, don't work harder, align. Align. So if you find yourself spinning and getting into that, remember, Haniel really strongly suggested you take your time out, you go do what calms you down, whatever that is. And it's kind of like throw your hands in the air, go, okay, that's it. The universe, the divine, I surrender. And then allow that inner compass that you have within you, that divine insight, that intuition, that part of you that is part of the divine, that soul part of you, to lead the way. And you might be really pleasantly surprised. It might take you in a completely different direction. It might take you to tweak what you're already doing. It might be a little bit of both. It's going with it. Remember, Jupiter's been out there kind of being expansive too, and that helps us try things that we wouldn't have tried before. It helps us expand and reach further. So that's actually going to help too. This energy is a good opportunity. This new moon's a good opportunity to set the intentions that you want to see for your home, your life, your personal life, your work life, all of it. Cancer energy usually is a little bit more about family and home, but it can apply to everything because that's who you are in your life. If you're a single person and everything's about your career, it probably is like that, but you can utilize this energy as well. It's a good opportunity to tap into what brings peacefulness to your life, what calms and soothes you. And it deserves priority in stressful times. It's part of a healthcare system, actually. I mean, it's part of taking care of yourself and being healthier to allow things like that into your life. So if you're filling your space with positive energy and you're putting intention out there to just calm and bring serenity to your area versus focusing on all those things that are going wrong, it can really help you with this energy right now. And that would be really highly recommended for this last part of this month, especially, but really all the time. July has been, we're halfway through this year, and this has been a no joke, bring it constantly challenging us year. It is constantly keeping us out of our comfort zone. As soon as that happens, and it'll keep going. It'll do that again. But overall, it's helping us start a brand new cycle. It's helping us settle that restlessness. And we got to ground first. It's reminding us you need to be grounded and reconnecting with your soul, because your soul knows what to do next in this moving forward. Not the way we did it before. Remember, in a good explanation that's quick, your soul is your soul purpose, that part of you that knows exactly why you are here and what you want to accomplish in this lifetime. The ego, what we call the ego, is our personality. We need an ego that we walk out into the world and we interact, and that's who we are, personality. But it's all programmed. It's kind of like a computer. The soul is where we create something new. We bring that into fruition, and then we upload that program created by the soul to the ego to do. So if you stay ego-minded, or you stay trying to spin your wheels and trying to force old, you know, the way you always did it before, that's why it's feeling so frustrating, because it needs an upgrade of something new uploaded. It can only do what it's programmed to do. So that's why you'll still feel those old habits repeat a lot. So this is encouraging us to go back in, because that's where we can create it new, and just implementing and practicing it. Though a lot of times when we create a new path or a new direction or just a new approach to whatever it is you were doing, it feels awkward at first, just like anything else we're learning something new. Don't give up on that. You keep your hope going. You go, no, this really feels right. I want to do this. You may have to tweak it a few times, then tweak it. I'm having to do that too. But still implement. Don't give up. Don't give up if that feels right to you. You'll know if it does, because that restrictive or that stagnant feeling we were talking about earlier that Robin was talking about, if you feel that, you need to look at why. This energy will help you. Like, why do I feel like that? If it's feeling like that, it's probably because the soul's ready to take you on a new adventure, but you're not connecting with it to listen to it. So that's why you want to do this. This is good stuff. Now, guys, I'm pretty much running out of time. I wanted to work that in. I wanted to make sure I got all of that out for you, because this is a good energy. It's an interesting energy. It'll point out where you feel restrictive, but it's not a negative. You're going to go, okay, there it is. You want to see where it's troubleshooting. It's like troubleshooting where the holdup is. And that's beneficial to you as you move forward. Thank you guys so much. If you guys want to stay posted on the new things that I'm going to be putting new things out here very soon in the next few weeks. If you want to know what that is, if you want to get on my newsletter, just go over to the website and sign up if you're not already on the newsletter. I've been working really hard on it. I'm going to be putting some new things out there for you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. I've enjoyed being with you today. I hope you'll take this new moon energy and make the most of it. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.